May the divine assistance remain always with us.
Amen.
So good evening. So tonight, let us reflect upon a tool number 24. Rid your heart of all deceit. Saint Benedict wrote, "Dolum in corde non tenere." So again, like so many Latin words, that many words are highly, highly nuanced and can have multiple meanings. Dolus is fraud, deceit, treachery, hoax, trick, guile, stratagem, in the sense of devising some malicious plan against someone or something, and it can mean policy, that is, an agenda, in the sense of more of the negative sense. I have a hidden agenda, we talk about in English sometimes. Also, it can mean cunning or cheat or machination. No one English word can exactly capture dolus. And tenere is not quite as nuanced. It would generally translated as to have in English, but it's meaning to hold on to something in terms of a long-lasting condition or state. And those familiar with the world of music, the tenor note, that note that's held for a certain duration versus all the other notes that move around the tenor note. And of course we have in music, we have a voice that's called a tenor, and they usually, this voice, which is a men's voice, generally means holding on to the melody while the other parts do the harmony. But at any rate, I have, and in corde is heart, but of course, again, it means certainly a physical heart, but also the most innermost element, and that's most sacred and most hidden within me from others, or even from myself. So my translation of dolum in corde non tenere is not to have in my heart a secret desire to divide, destroy, through some kind of internal aggression, the common life. So rid your heart of all deceit. So Saint Benedict's concern, and of course, he knows the cenobium. I mean, the fact that there was an attempt on his life in his first monastery would say, a lot of his experience. And I had another thought there. That I've forgotten. At any rate, not to have in my heart a secret desire to divide or destroy, or through internal aggression, the common life of the brothers. Well, if we recall the three tools prior to tool 24 here, Saint Benedict has already advised us, act differently from worldly ways, from all those thoughts and behaviors that are contrary to the gospel. So, okay. And then he goes on to say, and love Christ before all else, and do not act under impulse of any anger or vengeance, and don't nurse a grudge. We spoke about that last week. Or several weeks ago. So this tool 24 fits in within this little section. Rid your heart of all deceit. Already Saint Benedict is suggesting this tool number 24 in the prologue, because we hear it read in verse 17 of the prologue. If you desire true and eternal life, keep your tongue free from vicious talk, your lips from all deceit. Turn away from evil and do good. Let peace be your quest and aim. Of course, that's a quote from Psalm 34. And furthermore, in verse 26 of the prologue, when Saint Benedict is quoting from Psalm 15, who will dwell in your tent, Lord? Who will find rest upon your holy mountain? And then the answer comes, the one who speaks the truth from his heart and has not practiced deceit with his tongue. Okay, so here we are already. Saint Benedict is setting us up for this tool, aware of what can happen when we hold this deceit within our hearts. And really, if you stop and think about it, dolus, let's just call it deceit to keep things simple here, applies to any duplicity. And duplicity immediately evokes the fact that there is no unity. If I've got a divided heart, and that's what duplicity means, or some kind of division, then it's working against any kind of unity. And unity, another word for unity is simplicity. Or as we're hearing from this biography of Pope Francis, we could speak about transparency, at least in the Vatican Bank. Or duplicity lacks a focused direction and directness. And of course, simplicity, we speak about it as Cistercians. I'm going to get here in a minute, but the most direct way to God in our prayer, but in our whole lifestyle. And that's why we create a very deliberate environment. Well, Proverbs 12, verse 2, which Saint Benedict would certainly have been familiar with, as we are too, says, deceit is in the heart of those who plot evil, but those who counsel peace have joy. So this really implies, if there's no deceit, or we work against deceit, we're basically saying we are called to live, or Saint Benedict is saying, we're called to live in a truth-filled relationship. And what does that mean, a truth-filled relationship? There is none of this deceit, or I've rooted it out. Well, one aspect of that is that my exterior reality matches my interior reality. There's no duplicity. What you see me doing here and there is a statement about where I am in other times and places. And we can know how challenging that can be. Likewise, we can say a truth-filled relationship is a statement about no masks, no faked personas, or what we call a false self, where there are no complications, meaning no miscommunications or no double speak. Quite challenging. Well, we Cistercians in Constitution 27, of course, emphasize and speak of simplicity, as I said earlier. And Constitution 27 lays it out this way, as far as simplicity: an uncomplicated relationship with the God of simplicity. And then it goes on to say, as I at least suggested, that all things in the household of God are appropriate to the monastic life and avoid excess. It doesn't mean there's nothing in the household of God, but it does mean everything is appropriate. Now, of course, we process what is appropriate in various ways in the community, but eventually there is something that surfaces and that we integrate and make a part of our life. And it goes on to further say it's avoiding excess. So again, what is excess? Again, there's a whole process of discernment at various levels in various ways, but it all begins with each one of us. What do we have in ourself, for example? Is it appropriate? Is it just what I need? Or is it way too much? And we can see how challenging sometimes that can be. There we go in some brother's cells. And while some of this in Constitution 27 puts things on a more external plane, ultimately it can only be expressed by first living an interior truth and reality. I remember once reading that its lifestyles are not simple, it's people who are simple or complicated. If a person is simple, his lifestyle is going to be simple, or her life. So living an interior truth, reality, and an inner reality. So no falsehood here. Likewise, we know in the mystery of the Trinity that God is simple. God is one. A communion with unity is what communion means. A unity, of course, in three distinctions. In that sense, God cannot be divided. So what we say about the Father is equally said about the Son and equally said about the Spirit. So that's why, God creates, the Father creates, but the Son and the Spirit are also creating, even while the Son redeems, but the other two redeem, etc. That's why we can't reduce a Trinity to roles, or then we start getting into, even though there are roles, but we get into heresy. But God cannot be divided. And God creates in goodness, right? God sees that it's all good, meaning it's all in harmony. It's all a peace. It is all a simplicity. It is a oneness. And God has only one thought. And we might call it the Spirit. And God speaks only one word. We might call that Jesus Christ. So what makes it possible for me to hear this one word and to hold the one thought? And again, St. Benedict doesn't say it here in 224, but in a few chapters he will tell you, It's humility. It's self-honesty. It's self-knowledge. It's being who you are, because God is who is, and God creates in God's image and likeness. And so, if God is who is in each one of us, are called and are made to be who I am, to be who I am as well. So rid your heart of all deceit.